Good morning. I'm Matthew Arnheiter. I lead up the innovations team at NetSmart and have the responsibility for transforming healthcare with new technologies. So I'm happy to be here to talk a little bit about mobility in local public health departments. Before I kind of dive into things, I like to make sure that we understand kind of the mindset that we have as we use technology in different ways. I think it's important to really understand why we are transforming with technology, why we are looking at new technologies, and then kind of the applications of it. So as we kind of dive in, it wasn't that long ago that probably everybody was receiving CDs or discs in the mail trying to get on with AOL. It was only about 10 years ago that they stopped sending those CDs, or at least it seems like it was longer than that. So that was kind of the model that we had with the internet in the last 10 years has really transformed incredibly. If we look at some detail, we just heard some of the stats out there, but tablets and smartphones are taking off. Just alone, 172 million devices are out there on the smartphone side, 93 million on the tablet side. So people are purchasing these in more and more bulk and spending more time with them. If you just look at the amount of time people surf the internet on their desktops or smartphones, it was just last year that it overtook on the smartphone the desktop usage. So more and more people are spending more time on their smartphone, looking at the internet, viewing different things. And if you look at the history, I know this is a little bit of an eye chart, but I tried to fill in a lot of the detail. It wasn't until 2007 that Apple came out with the iPhone, really transforming how people use them. Before that, it was all the feature phones, the flip phones, and things like that. So in the last 8 years or so, we've really seen a complete change in how we use devices. And if you start to think about that, it was 8 years that it took for smartphones, and it was probably only in a few years that more smartphones were being sold than PCs. PCs have been stagnant. In fact, if you watch the news, every large company is selling off most of their consumer PC divisions. Just yesterday, HP divided into two companies and decided that the commercial PC world was done. And they focus now on the enterprise, the cloud hosting, and all of the net new technology, smartphones, things like that. So really, we're in an age where we are seeing the transformation happen in technology. And it's only in the last few years, when you look at it, that we're taking that smartphone and making it even smaller into watches, into wearables, and more people are using them, both to use them as computers, but more and more to use them to track their health. You can track almost anything nowadays, it seems, with those devices. And pause for a minute on the statistics. It's really a generational thing that, you know, I'm thinking most grew up in the room during the invention of the internet. Most got emails and things after we went to college and started getting online after that. But if you look at the next generation that's coming into the healthcare profession, they've grown up mostly with their smartphones. They grew up mostly surfing the internet and, you know, thinking in 144 characters in text messages. That's how people do it nowadays. They are really starting to transform the healthcare environment. They are asking for more and more things. We are in the age where consumerism really starts to push how we use technology. Before it was our companies gave us a desktop or a PC, and that was our access to technology. Now more people are bringing their smartphones and their tablets into different environments and using those instead of the devices that they're given by the company. So this next generation is really going to start to push how technology is being used. And we all have to start to think, how do we transform our technology to recruit some of the best minds out there into the healthcare fields? They are going to be the ones that demand the change. They are going to be the ones that look for things in a different way. And it's happening. You know, if we look at some of the healthcare statistics out there, mobile adoption is happening. More and more physicians are using their devices, sometimes just simply to look up medications, to look up reference information using their phones. But in reality, some of them are using that mobile technology to access their EHR, to be out in remote locations, to access information, to pull up charts, things like that. Patients are also starting to transform how they look at information. We've all gone through and had to deal with some things like meaningful use, which required us to create patient portals. And those things are interesting. How many people actually use their patient portal? A few people. How many accessed it just once and never went back? A bunch of people. So that's the challenge, you know. We are creating solutions most of the time that don't meet the patient where they're using information, where they're looking for information. The portal is kind of an analog thought, if you will. It's something that we have to passively go or actively go to our PC or our desktop, log into a website and look at that information. What if we started to transform those and push that information out to the patient? What if we started to look at that information where they're searching for information, which is on their smartphones? So we really need to start transforming that. The larger problem is that security is still a factor in all of this. As public health organizations, we're required to keep things secure about patient health information and really need to watch the security aspects of it, because we are constantly under the threat of people trying to hack into that information. So different programs out there have different challenges among this. When we look and work with local public health organizations, this is their probably number one aspect. How do they communicate with their patients in a secure manner that doesn't open themselves up to risk with HIPAA and other different regulations out there? And the challenge really becomes that, you know, most of them don't have policies for securing information, both in terms of information that they're pushing out to patients, but then also internally. The biggest challenge, as I said, is that consumers are bringing their devices into the organization. They're using those devices to access information in the organization and don't have a policy to deal with those devices. They can't secure them, they can't load information on them, they can't lock them down in different ways. So really looking at both aspects of trying to open up the information, but then also trying to secure it at the same time. And those often have opposing factors to them. So we really see kind of driving forces. And when I talk about mobility, it isn't necessarily enabling just a cell phone or a tablet. Most people think mobility as just the devices, but I like to think about it as really changing the access to your workflows, changing the access to your data, to your information. It's about creating solutions that become transparent no matter where you access them. If you're in the clinic or the hospital or other organizations, being able to access them through a desktop or a tablet's fine. But as you're out in the field working with clients, doing mobile immunization clinics, how do you create that same workflow that transforms down to a different device? So it really becomes the workflow that is mobile, not necessarily the device that we look at. So it becomes kind of that enable me world. It is not necessarily providing solutions out there just to provide them, but how do we enable different workers in the different areas that they are providing care? How do we get solutions to not only the people accessing it in the clinic, but those that are out in the field treating clients wherever they can see them? And if we think about the technology transformation that has happened in the last 10 years or so, it used to be a paper-based world. The first solutions that were delivered were solutions that someone took that paper and handed it to the computer guy, and they created an electronic form. The only challenge to that was that it was a digitization tax, if you will. It took you longer to log into the system, to search for the client, to bring up the record, to enter the information, save it, and move through the process. There are definitely benefits to this process, but in general, the solution wasn't about enabling a workflow. It wasn't about providing better care for the clients. It was about documentation. And that process created that digitization taxed on it. Now we're in the age where we can really start to take that information and move it to where the provider needs it best. We can start to provide insight and prediction to those providers out in the field. Where paper didn't provide that in the past, we can provide better information, whether it's location services, as we just heard about, or clinical decision support or other information right at the point of care on a mobile device. And that's what we really look at when we start to think about mobility in a different way, when we start to look at things not just about getting your EHR on a cell phone, but what is the correct workflow that is required on that cell phone? What is the correct workflow for someone who is out in the field providing immunizations at a school or other location? It is slightly different than it would be inside of a clinic. So you really have to start to think about those processes as you look for it. So really starting to transform that paper into desktop solutions, into mobile solutions, and transform how you look at the information, transform how that workflow is there. And ultimately, it is about trying to move that curve back in time. It is trying to get to those clients that are at risk before they get to the high risk, before they have symptoms emerge, or before there is an active disease. That's what we are all searching for and striving for when we're out there trying to do the preventative care needed in the communities. And to enable them with mobile workflows, to enable the workforce with the technology that can drive it is really what we're searching for. The other side of it, so I talked a bit about the clinical enablement, the health workers providing solutions that meet their needs, and there's many out there on the market. But also on the other side, how do we go start to look at the patients themselves and go from everything from the kind of low fidelity side, just the simple text messaging, phone calls, automated phone calls, social media, things like that, which no matter how we look at it, have the highest engagement rates of any solution. Just looking at doing text reminders for scheduled appointments, text reminders for annual physicals, text reminders during pregnancy and things like that. All of those have high engagement rates with clients. And when you look at it, the challenge that you have in some of those areas come up with the privacy concerns. How do we send out messages that provide enough information to get engagement, to get the client back into the location, but not too much information to give away their health condition and things like that? So it's a constant balancing act out there. But technology is changing quickly. It's only in the last 5 years that we've seen a lot of the wearables out there. It's only in the last few years that just carrying your cell phone in your pocket allows you to track all your activity. There are devices that track your blood pressure with just simple device that you can put to your forehead, the Tricorder Project and things like that. All of these are coming down in price where, you know, just doing a simple heart scan or things like that cost thousands of dollars before. Now it's a $159 device that you stick onto your cell phone and you could get a reading good enough to do preventative medicine. A $199 device can do blood pressure just by sticking it to your forehead, temperature, pulse. So we're really seeing an age where consumerism is driving a lot of the technology. The price is coming down and making it affordable. And there are programs that allow us to get these in the hands of high-risk clients so that we can actively monitor and engage them. Because when you think about it, the patient, when you are seeing them, is really only in front of you for a few minutes out of their day, out of their week, out of their year. So how do we try to understand what is happening with them outside of those times? How do we start to create preventative programs around high blood pressure, diabetes, the challenges that are meeting all of the communities out there in the local public health? How do we start to get a picture of those clients in their daily lives, not just what they're telling us or that we're measuring when they come into the programs? And can we get these devices cheap enough and provide enough access to them that we can help the high-risk clients out there in the communities? So there are many devices out there. Each one of these is changing in terms of cost and accessibility, and some of them are kind of passive in a way. Just being able to turn on an app inside of a cell phone allows us to track activity, allows us to track sometimes the amount of social engagement they have, how long do they spend on phone calls, how many text messages they send. All these can help measure different aspects of a person's life. And then on the other end, how do we start to transform how we provide care to clients? How do we start to engage them in different ways? All of the communities that we end up dealing with have clients out in rural areas. How do we create kind of a simple model for a secure telehealth session? When questions arise, there aren't enough people, programs, resources in the local public health departments to reach everybody in the community. So how do we start to rethink how we engage them out in the rural areas that you often work with? And providing a simple telehealth solution often has that. Creating a little kit that can be delivered to different communities so that blood pressure can be taken and vital signs can be taken out there, and just through a telehealth session be able to provide a simple level of care to those clients is really what we start to look at. And if you think about it, the other challenge that you have when you start to pull in all this information is that it's going to have more data. And the challenge to this isn't necessarily to inundate every local public health department with access to more and more data on the clinical process, because I'm sure you're all burdened with collecting enough information out there. But the real challenge then becomes, how do we use this data in different ways? How do we change from a model where the data we're looking at in a person's medical record transforms into a smart medical record? It provides the insights back to the clinician, not necessarily the clinician having to discover the data in it using predictive algorithms and things like that. So when you think about the data that is coming at you every day, it is increasing, and it's kind of staggering to understand. Again, back to the mindset, when you think about every 60 seconds, 204 million emails are sent. I think we're all probably burdened with way too many emails in our inboxes, so sometimes that number seems rather staggering. But that's what's happening out there. People are using these technologies in many different ways. So how do we start to harness them and use different areas of predictive algorithms on it? And the way I think about it is two different ways. From the bottom up, how do we work with that individual? How do we create the clinical workflows that you can treat that client when they're in front of you? But then from the population health top-down perspective, how do we go analyze the community, segment that community in different ways, understand the risks of that community, and provide different methods for them? So if it's just simple location-based services and sending out different messages to them, or if it's actually looking at different diseases out there, segmenting those models and providing a different engagement to those patients. You really have to start to think about mobility in both ways and think about the data as the different challenges arise. So ultimately, it is about the workflow that will drive collaboration and change the adoption of standards. Before, it used to be that the standards came out and we all built systems to meet the standards, but that isn't the case anymore. It really is about the consumer finding the right workflow, looking for the right app. How many times have you heard the phrase, is there an app for that? Because that's what teenagers think. And if it's the right workflow, they continue to use it. If it's the wrong workflow, they delete it off their phones and they move on. So no longer can we sit there and think we're going to create standards and people are going to follow them on the technology side. We have to meet them with the correct workflows to meet their needs. And that's going to drive new business models of collaboration. We are constantly in a state of change on the healthcare side in collaborating with other partners out there. And then it's the convergence. When we look at the technology, it is quickly changing and using different consumer-based models, using different sensors, converging into different products out there that are really going to start to change how we deliver care. So ultimately, we look at these different trends that we see in technology and start to apply them in the healthcare space, and ultimately drive value inside of local public health departments, driving either efficiency with workflows for clinicians or outcomes in enabling them with the right information at the right time at that point of care, or the same for the patient. Thank you.